Track 11, Obstacles to Gaining Staff Support. What stands in the way of your gaining staff support and cooperation? I feel it is time to look at three self-talk messages you may be having at this point in listening to the CD set that are, in essence, causing you to say to yourself, at some level, I could never rock the boat that way. On this track, we will examine obstacles to gaining staff support and cooperation, and the consequences of each. These obstacles are avoidance of conflict, payoffs for acting non-assertively, and catastrophic thinking. Since we've already discussed avoidance of conflict on track 3, in which use of the split-screen technique was examined, let's examine the other two. Along with fear of conflict, discussed on track 3, the second obstacle is the payoffs received for not dealing with problems. By this, I mean that the personal benefit or payoff for not taking action may seem to outweigh the payoffs for taking action. Agree? Clearly, there are some apparent payoffs to non-assertion, none of which will help you regarding compliance or the quality of life of your residents in the long run. The two main payoffs for not being assertive are, of course, safety and praise. Non-assertion, or not taking action, may seem safer. Non-assertion can also be seen as polite and easygoing, leading to praise from others. Not that there's anything wrong with being polite and easygoing. However, letting things go all the time leads to that sickening feeling in the pit of your stomach that your requests are being ignored, you are being taken advantage of, and not being treated with respect. When you turn the CD player off, ask yourself, what are the payoffs or rewards if I act non-assertively and do nothing if the resident is not transported? It's easier to do nothing. Keep the status quo and not rock the boat. Now, when you turn the CD player off, ask yourself, what possible reason do I have for rocking the boat in my facility? I am hoping the answer will be a commitment to improve the quality of life for your residents. Now that you are thinking about how to overcome the huge payoffs for inaction, let's look at the next obstacle, irrational thinking. In addition to overcoming the payoffs for inaction, another large obstacle to gaining staff support and cooperation is your catastrophic thinking. What do I mean by catastrophic thinking? As I describe these, see how many, if any, apply to you when you are thinking about making waves when residents aren't transported, for example. Catastrophic thinking occurs when you work yourself up to thinking a situation is much worse than it is. When you catastrophize, you are always asking yourself, what if? And scaring yourself with irrational, worst-case scenario answers. What if Julie resents me when I give her the reason why Ella needs to be transported? What if she tells the other CNAs and no residents are transported? When you turn the CD player off, imagine the worst thing that could happen. Let your imagination go wild. When you did this catastrophic thinking exercise, did you start thinking in absolutes? By absolutes, I mean did you only remember negative situations or actions of others, and likewise view the future negatively, using words like always or never? For example, Julie never transports residents, conveniently forgetting about the one time in 10 she did transport. Did you add a touch of must-have thinking? Must-have thinking restricts your idea of what is acceptable. Must-have thinking causes you to believe you must have everything you want, all CNAs transporting every resident you request all the time. If you don't have perfect support and cooperation, you have nothing. Or perhaps you become involved with rationalizing. Rationalizing occurs when you go to great lengths in your mind to justify an unacceptable action or situation so you don't have to deal with it. When you turn the CD player off, rethink which catastrophic thought patterns you practice. I'll repeat them. Number 1. Catastrophic, or fear of what if. Number 2. Thinking in absolutes, using words like always or never, and not recalling any positives. Number 3. Must-have thinking, regarding you must have what you want 100% of the time. And number 4. Rationalizing your lack of assertiveness by excuse-making or justifying. Now, recall which of these catastrophic thought patterns apply to you. To overcome the payoff for inaction, You may need to overcome your catastrophic thinking regarding, as mentioned before, number 1, fear of what if. Number 2, thinking in absolutes, using words like always or never, and not recalling any positives. Number 3, must-have thinking, regarding you must have what you want 100% of the time. And number 4, rationalizing your lack of assertiveness by excuse-making or justifying. On this track, we discussed obstacles to gaining staff support and cooperation. On the next track, we will examine positions of powerlessness.